the Ku Klux. When I came back from my session in Cleveland in 1920-21, I had heard while I was down there of the Ku Klux Klan. In fact, it was very active, and I was interested in it. And when I came back home, I found that my father was a member of it, and we talked about it, and he told me it was a wonderful organization, all the good it was doing, so on like that, and so I decided to join it. My initiation took place on a big hill west of Waco. It's not part of Waco, which was then the Buchanan farm and plantation. A huge crowd assembled out there, and my father and I drove in, and stopped, and we got out of the car, and my father's just going to go off and leave all our possessions in the car open and unlocked. I said, "You better lock the car. We'll have to lose all that stuff." He said, "Oh, no. No, we never lock anything. These are honest men here. They won't touch a thing. There'll be everything when we come back, everything will be just like we left it." And so I was initiated out there, and I got my robe, which I kept for years, and the hood. Although regalia, I still have the cross, which was on the left chest, supposed to be over the heart. Then I attended the big session there at my initiation. I attended another my other big session. The largest one, I guess, that I attended was at New Marlin, when they had a huge initiation and big barbecue and meeting. Oh, I guess maybe 20,000-25,000 people there from all over the Southwest. I always was very active. I found that there were signs and passwords and signals all. And we were told to trade only with the Ku Klux people. I showed you the sign and so on. And I would always look for that in store windows anywhere around and patronize merchants and show the Klan sign.